You probably don't know much about Nina Bell Ward, but 70 years ago, she was a big deal in Kalamazoo. Ward was one of the founders of the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts back in 1924 and served as the museum's first and only teacher for nearly two decades. But once Ward passed away, her works were spread out across the country. Now, with the help of one of her relatives, the KIA has reconstructed Ward's legacy in a brand new exhibit. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg has more.
The journey to rediscovering Nina Bell Ward didn't start at the KIA. It began in Bhutan, deep in the Himalayan mountains. Ward's great-nephew, Dana Ward, was there with his wife, who was studying on a scholarship. He was trying to find out anything at all about his family that included his great-aunt. He remembered her paintings adorning the walls of his grandparents' home decades ago.
You know, it's not kind of yard sale art. This is museum-quality stuff, and I wanted to find out, how was she formed? How did she enter our family? How did we produce an artist of this quality?
Nobody seemed to know, so Ward resorted to searching through digital museum archives to maybe find a painting or two. And suddenly,
out popped Nina Bell Ward in three different museums.
Ward returned to the U.S. and began to search. He ended up at the KIA, which has Nina's most famous painting, a striking portrait called Young Woman in Black. Along the way, he learned a bit more about his great aunt, that she studied at the Philadelphia Academy of the Fine Arts, and she was good. Two of her paintings even ended up in the prestigious Corcoran Gallery in Washington, D.C. But he says she didn't want the fame or even the money that came with it. She wanted to teach, so she ran away from the limelight to Kalamazoo, where she became a part of a progressive movement of Midwestern women who were trying to change their communities with arts education. Carla Nias is a curator at the KIA.
And this was one of these hundreds, thousands of women quietly working without getting thanks or acclaim, but just quietly doing the business of making their communities better places.
Ward was an absolute institution at both Kalamazoo Central High School and the KIA when it was still starting out in the 1920s. Every Saturday morning, she'd be at the museum teaching children, and every summer, she'd bring students to the East Coast to paint in fishing villages like Provincetown and Rockport. She even helped create local art shows that still exist today.
The exhibition that's upstairs on view right now, the West Michigan Area Show, has been going on for decades. And while I can't draw a continuous line, and it is a slightly different process now, she did do that exhibition of Kalamazoo artists in 1930. So in a way, I almost think of that as like the beginning of this huge long tradition of the West Michigan Area Show of local artists.
Ward passed away in 1944, and to many, she's largely been forgotten. But after Dana Ward discovered so much about her, he wanted to give her a legacy, an exhibit at the KIA. So he embarked on a journey across the country, calling siblings and long-lost cousins to find her scattered paintings. Ward wound up at a cousin's house in Houston. It was there that he found the mother lode, the paintings he remembers from his grandparents' walls.
And when I stopped in to visit and we started, you know, looking at the paintings, he would pull one out and I said, oh, that one hung by the ping pong table. Oh, that one hung by the phonograph. You know, and by the time he was done, I had recreated my grandparents' home in my mind and much sharper than it had been in a long time. But these are memories I hadn't thought of in, you know, half a century. They came back as if it was yesterday.
Ward is still amazed that after all these years of searching, it's come together at the KIA.
This is, to me, the one that touches me the most. This is my grandmother.
He walks me over to a giant portrait that he remembers from his childhood.
This is the painting that I remember. It hung over the sofa in the living room and dominated the room. Obviously, it's a large portrait. Whenever I thought about my grandparents, and particularly my grandmother, this is what I would see, the great portrait of my grandma Sana in her wedding dress. When we first walked in, Carla wasn't here, and so I ran down to take a look at the exhibit, and I told the docent down here that I had to leave or I'd break down crying. I was just overjoyed. The emotion was overpowering.
You can see the exhibit at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts now through August 23rd. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.